Prologue. The guitar felt perfect in his hand. He didn't think it would. Not really. He'd planned his life differently to this. In fact, this time 2 years ago, he'd been kitting up for his first year as a professional soccer player. That's what he'd planned for his life, a career playing pro soccer for Australia and one day, hopefully, Manchester United. And now he was about to open a showcase on Australian rock and roll in the Sydney Opera House. Life was fucking strange sometimes.
You ready, Josh?
He looked up from his guitar, the familiar Ovation Adamas acoustic his mom had bought for him as a 15th birthday present, and nodded at his father.
Think so.
Nick Blackthorne gave him a narrowed-eyed inspection.
You sure? You look freaked out a little.
Josh laughed. How many people are in the audience? His father, a man used to playing in front of thousands of people at any one time at any given sold-out concert, shrugged.
No bloody clue.
Liar. Josh adjusted the weight of his guitar in his hand, shifted his grip on its throat.
You've played more than one unplugged concert here. You know exactly how many people are out there. 2,679.
Nick answered, expression deadpanned, even as a twinkle danced in his eyes. Josh let out a snort.
Bastard.
Dropping his gaze to his guitar, he ran his thumb over the strings.
You know, the most I've ever performed in front of at any given time is 4, right? You, Mum, Jackson, and the Dean. 5 if you count Chloe. And I'm not sure a 6-month-old baby counts as a discerning audience member, even if she is my sister.
Lips tugging into a slow smile, Nick took the guitar from Josh's hand and slipped its strap around Josh's neck.
Think about who those 5 are for a second, Josh. Your mum, who has, as far as I know, never held back on telling you when you sound shocking. Jackson Campbell, who, despite being the biggest joker in the rock world, is also one of the best musicians out there. Natalie, the dean of the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, who I definitely know never tells a student they're good when they're not. And me. And seeing as you're about to perform live with the name Blackthorne to over 2,000 people, I wouldn't let you go out there and stuff up my good name if I knew you couldn't do this.
Rolling his eyes, Josh adjusted the strap around his neck.
Geez, Dad, I'm not even sure what to say to that.
Nick laughed.
Say, thanks, Dad. You're the best. And then go out there and show the rest of the world what I already know.
Chest tight, gut a churning mass of conflicted nerves and excitement, Josh frowned at his father.
And what's that?
Nick fixed him with a steady stare.
That you, Joshua Blackthorne, are fucking incredible.
And with that, the biggest rock star the world had ever known cupped the back of Josh's head, dropped a kiss on his forehead, and walked off the stage. Josh stood alone behind the curtain with nothing but his guitar, a stool, and a microphone, and the stirrings of a dream that had never been there before now. He turned to look at the closed curtain. Holy fuck, was he ready for this? Was his dad right? Was he capable of this? Of performing live? Or was he just about to embarrass not only himself, but his father's name? The name Blackthorne was synonymous with legendary rock. The world knew that. Was he, Josh, about to fuck that all up?
Curtain opens in 90 seconds, Josh.
Josh looked at the soft whisper on his left. He turned, finding the dean of the Sydney Con beside him.
Don't be nervous, she said,
touching his arm with a reassuring hand.
You'll be amazing. I'm not blowing smoke up your arse when I say you're better than your father. He knows it as well.
A quick lump filled Josh's throat. He swallowed, giving Natalie a quick nod.
If you say so.
She smiled.
I do. And so will the world after they hear you tonight.
Without another word, she crossed the stage to the wings. Dragging in a slow breath, Josh turned back to the closed curtain once again. He stared at it. Pictured the thousands of people on the other side.
Pictured his mum sitting beside his dad in the second row. Pictured the four members of his dad's old band, out there waiting to hear him perform. Waiting to decide if he was to become the frontman of their new band, Synergy. He pictured a stadium filled to capacity with screaming fans. Josh Blackthorne fans. Fans that didn't yet exist, but maybe one day. He pictured his baby sister's nursery. Pictured her sitting on her pink bunny rug, gazing up at him, eyes wide, gummy smile wider.
"Time, Josh,"
he heard Natalie whisper to him from the wings. He closed his eyes, pictured Chloe's room, pictured him there with her, just him and Chloe and no one else. Him, his baby sister, and his guitar. Perching his butt on the edge of the stool, he closed his eyes, placed his fingers on the strings of his guitar, and began to play. And when the curtains opened, when he was bathed in the white light of the Sydney Opera House's concert hall's main spotlight, when the music flowed through him, through his soul, his fingers, and out to the world, Josh Blackthorne realized for the first time in his entire life what he was born to be. A rock star.